Going on. We are live, and I'm putting my earpiece in.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Woo-hoo. It's Friday. Cats are getting in trouble. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well, and it's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! And what should we do? We do with the Fortune Cookie. We talk about Agile and Scrum at some at today's show, but in general, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical, tactical way so that you can get value to your customer, work decent hours, not the 60, 80-hour work weeks, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun along the way, right? I mean, that's the mission. Hi, Bubbles. You coming up? You're jumping on everything this morning. She's here, that little bubble girl. The kitten. The kitten. She ate, and she's here. Anyway. So it's Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope everything's going well and you're having a good day or starting your day or had a good day and getting ready to enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, being able to apply some stuff so you can enjoy the weekend. So, two topics I'm going to talk about today. I want to talk about one-on-ones and what I know we always talk about COVID, and there are some good. Besides, you know, no one get hurt, but there are some things about working remotely that that apply. And one of the things you can do is more one-on-one. I'll talk about that for a little bit. And then task checker, you know, an idea that came up the other day on I was in a retro with a team and they were talking about putting tasks in stories. And you always want to close the loop on what you're doing. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit and get your feedback on what you think. And then we'll do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! So we'll reopen a cookie and we'll see how it applies to what we talked about today or the shows in the past or Agile in general. Okay. So the first thing, you know, COVID gives an opportunity to do more one-on-one discussions. If you're a Scrum Master, a manager, an Agile coach, myself, coworker, when you're in an office, it's kind of harder, especially when you're on a co-located space and everybody's there. It's kind of harder to have one-on-ones. You have to go off someplace. You have to set aside some time and everything. But one of the things that might be a good thing to try is more one-on-ones as a Scrum Master with your teammates. Because everybody is remote, all you do is set up a remote conversation with the person. Keep it small. Keep it less than a half hour. Find out what's going on, how's it ticking, how they feel. I mean, my one-on-ones with my coworkers, if I was a Scrum Master or whatever, is like, one, how do you think Scrum's going? Or how are you feeling? First off, having this COVID thing, right? What's your take on it? Are you okay? And, you know, looking for whatever. Are you doing okay with the team? How's communications going? You know, what do you think about the Scrum thing? Maybe talk about one of the last daily Scrum. Are you getting what you want, right? Because we do that every day. That's one thing I want to make sure is that daily Scrum has value, because that's one of the few ceremonies we do on a daily basis. You know, if you look at the dashboards that you create for your team, look at how they're working. Good morning, Hayward. Heywood. You know, what is happening, right? So the nice thing about COVID, there's nobody else in the room that overheard the conversation. There's nobody else in the room that know you actually had a one-on-one with somebody. So people might be a little more hesitant to have a one-on-one when they're in an open thing because they don't want you all to think that they're psycho nuts, right? But the nice thing about COVID is that no one will ever know except for you and the person you're doing the one-on-one on. So maybe COVID has some good things. It's a chance to get deeper in contact with your people. So I really like to encourage Scrum Masters to do more one-on-ones with everybody. And I just got to type good morning. That's what I would like to encourage people to do. Happy Friday. Do some more one-on-ones. There's no reason why you can't. You're stuck in the house. You should be able to do that, right? And they're quiet. No one knows. I love it. So it's a great thing to have the one-on-ones. People should be less hesitant to do it. But it's going to take advantage of it. Okay, so that's the one-on-ones. Something to do. Sprint planning. So the other day, my team had – one of my teams was like, they're getting better at tasking. They're tasking more stuff. They're tracking their tasks. They're talking about their tasks during daily scrums. They're seeing how they're progressing on or not progressing on the tasks. Their accuracy and their predictions are getting better because they're thinking about the work a little more than just kind of throwing up against the wall. But there are still some stories they're still going through that don't have tasks, that are missing tasks. And one of the thoughts that came up, so when you do a retro or you have action items, right? The key action items is someone do it next sprint and then find a way to work it. You need an accountable person. Someone needs to be responsible for making sure that the action happens. So one of the ideas was that just rotate someone to be a task checker besides the scrum master, besides the BA, or besides the PO, besides the tech lead, if you have a tech lead. Have someone go through and look through all the stories. And here's my thought. It's good because that person now knows what the entire team is doing. They get out of their box of worrying about their own little work. There's a lots of bonus to it. I mean, it may be a little extra level, but if you have a team that's really on an individual basis, this is the opportunity for them to break out of the individual basis and think more of how's a team doing. And the more you get people get experience at doing that, the overall team gets better at it, right? Because all you need is a hit critical mass. Like if you have a team of six people and three people have gone through the process of checking to see if the stories have tasks, sooner or later, just everybody's going to do it because a majority or the critical mass is achieved where everybody knows that it's very helpful to have tasks. Otherwise, we're not sure what we're doing. And the sprints get more completed in a decent way. So the idea was, assign somebody or somebody volunteer. I was going to do random. They're like, we're just going to pick the list of people's names. Do the list. Okay, fine. And have them at sprint planning day go through all the stories and make sure there's tasks in every one of the stories. This way they read every story in the sprint. They get to see if there's tasks. They look for what's missing. And they take a vested interest in the whole project, the whole team as a whole. Yeah. This is an idea, something different. I don't think I've ever done that before, so that was a new for me. Always experiencing something new in the world of Scrum, or we wouldn't have done 374 episodes of 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Anyway, that's the two titles, items I have today. We're going to do Fortune Cookie, but you know, something to try, small little things. I'm always talking small little things to try to get past these barriers and things going on in your teams and stuff like that. Not grandiose stuff. We can talk grandiose stuff, but there's whole books on that stuff, right? Okie dokie. Bubbles, you're upside down. All right, girl. Fortune Cookie Friday! Yay! We're here, and I have a dead cat next. She's sad. I have to take a picture. Hold on. Oh, shoot. She just moved her head. It's cute. I was going to put that on Instagram. Go lay back down the way you were. She was upside down. There she goes. Oh, yeah, she's listening to Dad. She's like, why are you talking? Why aren't you just loving me? You should just be loving me. Anyway, okay, I'm off on a tangent. I agree. I've gone weird, and it's not good. All right, Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! Now, the Agile Accountants and their Agile Accounting Brains have double-sealed an Agile message for us to interpret during the show in the plastic cellophane. Shove that in the trash and then inside a hard cookie shell so that it is protected from the elements. By the way, anybody see the Russian rocket go off yesterday? That was pretty cool. That was a wild-looking one. But it's like a rocket fest, man. Every day, it's a new rocket. And then the SpaceX people. I call it. It looks like it literally looks like a silo on a barn. It has a rocket engine in the bottom of it. And they shot it off yesterday. You're talking about making it go up and hop over land. Okay. We're off on the tangent of rockets. I just think it's cool. All right. Here's the fortune cookie. You gather your resources together. Goals are accomplished. You gather your resources together. Goals are accomplished. So what could we talk about? There's a lot of things we could talk about that. You gather all your resources together. Goals are accomplished. So I'm going to go a little bit off from what we normally do. However, I would say if you could say our tasking thing was a little bit like that. You can do the 101 because now you gather all your resources. You're reaching out to each and every resource that's out there. However, I want to talk about cross-trained teams a little bit on this one. This one's a beautiful one, where if you have a team that you have, one of my best performing teams was we had put together a team that had resources from like six different organizations in the company that have different functionality deploying something, and we put them all together on a team. And we did everything in 3 months. As soon as we really put that team together, rather than having them, they were together for like three more months before that, so they kind of worked together. But because we had a deadline, we got them all in the same room, kind of like an XP project. We got it done in 3 months. I mean, it was pretty amazing. Even my director at the time was like, "How did you deliver that on time?" I said, "Got them all in a room." That's what I did. So if you gather all the resources together, goals can be accomplished. This is where teams fail. This is where SAFE fails, where you have all these teams and you create what I had talked about a long time ago. I call it Scrum-a-fall, where you have a team A, a team B, and a team C, and every team, they get their stuff done. It leaks into the next team. They take that piece of information. They do their part, goes to the next team. And maybe it all comes back and this final team tests it all again, right? Does this big loop and it takes forever to get stuff done. Though what all you needed was, I just need one person from each one of those other two teams to be on this team or a team with one, two, three people from the three different organizations. And then maybe a couple of QA people. And I'd probably get everything done in about a week, right? First 3 weeks. So if you want your goals accomplished, get all your resources together on one team. That's what this fortune cookie tells me. Get all your resources for the different operations on one team. And if it's really important to you, you will get it done in 2 weeks. I've been there. It's true. Right? Okay. That's all I got for today. And it is Friday. Ring the little bell. So you get notices if you go live. I should have a notice. Yeah, I got a voicemail. See, it got a little thing there. There's me. Says we went live at 6:06 a.m. So if you ring the little bell, you'll get a notice every time we go live. And I want to wish you all a happy Friday. Enjoy your day. Have fun and happy scrumming. All right. Take care, everyone. And see ya. Bye.